I need a beer.
All right.
Cheers.
Cheers.
The memories flood back all of a sudden. I love that about food and drinks. It takes you right back to a moment in time when you first, you know.
Yeah, it takes you into that season.
On this edition of Bumming with Bobcat, we are sipping the season as we kick off fall and crack open some Yingling Oktoberfest. Tune in and subscribe.
All right. This is Bumwine Bob. Welcome to an all-new edition of Bumming with Bobcat on the Bumwine Bob YouTube channel and on all your favorite podcast apps. We bring you the best of the worst in cheap booze, the bottom shelf, bum wines, beers, 40s, malt liquor, all the stuff you grew up on, we cover here each and every week on the podcast. So do us a solid and smash that subscribe button on the Bum Wine Bob YouTube channel. Over 10,000 subscribers and counting day by day as the numbers increase. We are happy to have everybody on board the Bum Wine train with us here to enjoy the bottom shelf beverages, and you never know what we'll come across here. It's always an adventure. People say, oh, is it all bottom shelf? You never know. We throw in some highbrow stuff from time to time. That's why you got to subscribe, and if you have any suggestions, feel free to leave them down in the comments, and we will do our best to track down whatever beverages you guys want to see us cover here. Beer battles, reviews, doesn't matter. You tell us what you want to see on the Bumwine Bob YouTube channel. It's the podcast for the people out there. As you say, we will always drink to that here and crack open a few cold ones. If it is any bottom shelf beer, bum wine, malt liquor, you name it, we will drink it here. As the holidays are around the corner, we are out of summer, heading into fall now. And as we always do here, we will bring in Mr. Malt Liquor himself from out of nowhere over there. Roadhouse is here. Roadhouse man, how you doing?
What's going on, my man? Everything's going good over here. Really excited. Today snuck up on me. it's been a whirlwind week.
Hey, you never know. That's what we say. Sometimes just things come out of nowhere and you go out there, you have an idea, you have a drink, or if you find something and it's like, you know what? This is what we're doing here. So that's why you got to subscribe to the YouTube channel, because you never know when a new podcast will drop, new review, new clips, new shorts. We're here to cover it. And you can help support us here, and you can become a member and hit that join button on the YouTube channel for only $3.99 a month. You can help support the Bumwine Bob brand, and you can get some bonus content that we are currently working on the details of, some special features, some new things that I think will be fun for people. And we will give a shout out to we do have our first member, our first person who joined the channel, Mr. James Charles Fox. Whoever you are, cheers to you, buddy. We appreciate you for coming on here and helping support the Bumwine Bob brand. So tell your friends,
the family,
you know, for the price of just about like a 40-ounce, that's all it takes. And any little bit helps to just And if you don't want to support us that way, that's fine too. Just leaving a like, subscribe, just telling your friends. That's it. Word of mouth. Keep spreading the good word. We just want to get the podcast out there to more people. We enjoy what we do and covering this stuff. We'd be drinking it anyway, so why not do it out here for everybody to see?
Yeah. So join us.
Exactly. You can join in the fun on more live episodes coming in the future. More of our drinking buddies will be coming on here, hanging out with us, because if you've seen the podcast and you've seen the episodes, you know that anything can happen here. there's no limit on what you could find here.
No, time flies. You know, you want to kind of stay at an hour. You know, that's a good, good
pop. Yeah.
And it never seems to happen. We always go over.
Yeah, I was going to say, you go in with that mindset in that time frame, but As the drinks start flowing, the conversations keep going.
Yeah.
And the fun, we have fun. We're here to have fun. We're here to have a good time, help people escape from everything out there in the world today. Just have some fun, have some drinks. If you're just hanging out with your buddies, having some beers, that's what we can do for you right here. As your day and time flies. I mean, now feels like just the other day we were saying, oh, summer's around the corner. We're getting ready. Summertime, day drinking, and some of those hot days out there. Like, you did some stuff out there drinking in the hot sun, soaked with sweat. But now the seasons are changing here, and fall's right here. It's right around the corner within days of recording this year. And next thing you know, the holidays are around the corner, and it goes quick. It goes quick out there. So, I mean, we feel like we were just saying, oh, you know, summertime, relaxing outside. Now we got to go back to our indoor drinking now.
Yep. So it's definitely been out there spreading a good word. Met some really interested people within the last week, turning them on to, you know, the podcast. And so hopefully... The guys I met this week, the guy from the bank, he's super excited, had me write it down, you know, very follow. And yeah, I told him to shout us out, you know, after he joins, make a comment. Say, yeah. I'm the dude from the bank.
Yeah. Actually, you can be anonymous. Feel free. Just say, hey, create an account, whatever. Just, I'm the dude from the bank. That's fine. You can be anonymous here. I still haven't made it back to that store where I took the video when I was getting the Real American Beer about the guy who was questioning me of videotaping in the store when I had literally didn't write it down for him, but I had to spell out, you know, Bum Wine Bob. I mean, I haven't had, now that, you know, Real American Beer made its way to New Jersey, I have to, you know, cross state lines anymore, at least whenever I want to pick up some of that. But they assured me that it's going to Kentucky soon.
Nice.
I don't know how soon that is, because we've heard this many times before.
Yeah.
People say, oh, yeah, it's coming soon. And is that a month? Is that months from now? Fingers crossed. Hopefully they'll get it to you soon.
Yeah, I was in a new area today, and I was looking pretty hard, hoping I could run across it, you know, fingers crossed, but didn't. But I had somebody give me a good suggestion also. He's like, you guys need to make up some stickers with your logo and a QR code that has an instant link to all our socials embedded in it. And you said, just stick it on the coolers at all the places you go. They won't recognize it.
Yeah. Yeah. They just think, like, who put that there? Nobody knows. Yeah. And then next thing you know, somebody takes their phone, you know, go up to it and... scan it, and boom, here you are.
He said, stick it on all the coolers, stick it on the back of the register when you go at the counter, or they can, while people are standing there, they can just see it. I'm like, that's a pretty good idea.
Yeah, I was going to say, as long as, just sneak around.
They have to know about it.
Exactly. I was going to say, you sneak around and put it in there, and it's like, okay, if they don't like it, they can move, they can get rid of it. It's
Put it on gas pumps.
Yeah, just leave it all over. I mean, you see that all the time. People just put them on, you know, street signs and everything, and it's just sitting over there. So, wherever you can put it out there. So, hey, whatever it takes to spread the word out there, you know, we're down for it there. Because he said, we're always out there searching the bottom shelf, seeing what we can find there. And this week we were just kind of a spur of the moment type idea to pick up something that's not necessarily new, fitting for the season.
Yes.
And I had it a few days ago with some buddies, and I was like, you know what, I haven't had that. So, it's, you know, we've hit almost we've passed the midway point of September, and now it's really the Oktoberfest season. Because we talked about this briefly when we had Kevin and Dave with us a few weeks back, because Kev brought along the Sierra Nevada Oktoberfest beer because he doesn't know how to follow the assignment and didn't pick up a can of Steel Reserve out there. But that's okay, Kevin. We love you. It's all right. He still brought the beatbox that day. So
yeah, he did.
He got like a 50%. So we were okay. How early is too early for Oktoberfest? Because it seems like once it hits August, that's when they start to hit stores and social media posts from these companies start floating out there saying, hey, Oktoberfest is here.
Yeah.
And it's like August 1st. And I know for us, we're still in summertime drinking mode. You know, you want that light beer. We're not Oktoberfest is too heavy, but it's just not the same type
of flavor. The taste that you're looking for. Everything don't match the profile doesn't match the season because we have hot and cold days still.
Yeah, and you're not, it's not a beer you're in the pool, you know, floating around that you're really sipping on in Oktoberfest in the middle of August.
Yeah.
So it's like, when exact time for Oktoberfest beers to enjoy? And I kind of say, okay, once it hits September, I can allow it come September. But I always get the feeling once it hits mid-September, right around the turn from summer to fall, I think that's probably the best time to go through. And it is technically, I guess, when Oktoberfest really does fall is during like the last couple weeks of September, celebrations and all the gatherings and all events related to Oktoberfest. So I go with some buddies this past weekend, and one of my friends had picked up a Yingling Oktoberfest and had it in the fridge, and I was like, you know what? I haven't had this in quite a while. It's never been in my full patient. I'm usually like the Sam Adams is usually like one of the go tos that I would have would be going for the Sam Adams Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
And it's probably been a few years since the October. And so I got one out and I was sitting on the couch and I'm watching football. And I took a sip and I'm like, you know what? This is all one of my other friends. He's like, oh, how's Yingling Oktoberfest? I'm like, it's pretty good. I'm like, it's a sleeper. I think it's a sleep beer that in the world of Oktoberfest beer gets a lot of recognition for it, maybe because it is more older, but it is kind of like one of the original Oktoberfest beers compared to all these new craft ones that have come out over the past decade or so.
Agreed.
Out there. So that's why I'm like, it's kind of like a sleeper, I think, that people don't really think of when they think Oktoberfest beers.
Yeah, and what sets it off for me is the days are getting a little shorter. You're starting to see some leaves changing, and that's the mood. That's the signal for me is time to start diving into them.
Yeah. Yeah, you start moving along there. So I was getting prepared after my my traditional Yingling lager.
Yeah.
I went out today, picked up a nice pack here of the three different stores to get one, but got my hands on it there. Got our Oktoberfest here to kick off fall, kick off Oktoberfest season. Let's crack these open, dive in.
Yep, it's been a good solid year.
Yeah. All right.
Cheers.
Cheers.
The memories flood back all of a sudden. I love that about food and drinks. It takes you right back to a moment in time when you first,
Yeah. takes you into that season.
Yeah.
Yeah, into that place where you're sitting there.
Yeah.
That's solid. It's a solid beer.
Good choice. Glad you brought it up.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Once I had it the other day, I was like, yeah, that's a sleeper, man. I'm like, we haven't covered it on the podcast over the years.
Yeah.
Or if it has been, it's been quite a while. I mean, as of now, we are up to be episode number 69 of the podcast. So we have now reached over. You can now listen to a podcast every day in the archives for a year. over 35 days. So there's enough podcasts out there to cover every day years.
That's fantastic.
If you want to be somebody to through and listen to the archives, you can listen to one episode every day for over the next year.
One thing is, this early in the season, guaranteed freshness.
That is true. That is true.
I'll get one of the ones I ain't open.
Yeah, these ones. And ones here, 5.5% ABV. So your standard ABV on the guy. Because that's compared to what's the traditional? I say don't put on this. I think it's just 5%. Let me see. What is the
four point five
for the traditional thing.
Okay,
is 4.5%. That's surprisingly. I thought that was 4.5. I would have thought that would be a little higher. That would be 5% over there, but so you got 1% more in the Oktoberfest.
And not
a bad price either. $15 and change for the 12 pack.
Yeah.
That I picked up. So that's right at your standard 12 pack of the non cheap beer. Correct. It's not an outlaw prices over there, or even some of the like your Keystones or Natty Light or something like that. So about the usual standard price for a 12 pack.
You know, I'm all in on outlaw beer for the bang for the buck and the taste. I mean, it is phenomenal.
Yeah,
it's on my top of my list.
It's tough to beat the price for it there for the price and the light being a light beer, so definitely drinkable, crushable. Even though a lot of people are still, it's like either you love it or you hate it. With the outlaw, we got a lot of comments on some of the videos of people that were like they're not fans of the outlaw. They don't like the taste of it, and I'm like, it has more of a taste to it than like the real American beer. That's just like your regular light beer. The outlaw does have a little bit more taste to it, and maybe if you don't like that type of taste, then it's not for you.
No, I'm picking them up. Ooh, I'm picking them up and drinking them as fast as I can. They're just good.
Yeah, it is. It's just you go. You crack open one. Okay, a couple minutes later. Oh shit, this one's done. I move on. Grab another one.
Yeah, just
keep going back and forth with them over there. And like I said, especially with the rebate for the rebate you're getting. Up. I know when you're getting you know, half the price off of it, you can't go wrong with that.
I'm going to the fridge grabbing two at a time until I start slowing down. It's usually about six in, then I'm going singles.
Yeah. You go, you get the sixer down, and they're like, all right, okay, I got six. I'm good. Because it's like I said, it's a light beer, so it's not going to get you too crazy.
No.
You're not going through, you know, 6-4 Locos or something like that. So yeah. It's a different.
Having bloat fatigue before I even have, you know, like a righteous 4 Loko buzz.
Yeah. Well, that's the issue.
Yeah. There,
is that when you
that's fine. One. That's fine. I don't need to get smashed or. We're saving that for the podcast.
As you see, what can we dive into here? You see, all right, what do we have? You know,
yeah. I don't. I got to clean my debris field up. It's getting crowded.
Yeah, I did. I did a little bit of a sweep the other a couple weeks ago to clean up some stuff here, but I still got some. Some leftovers here to clean up out of here because it piles up quick.
Yeah,
over here when you go through, you gotta get somebody in there to clean everything up every once in a while.
Yeah, we gotta hire somebody.
If we get some more of those memberships. Then we can take that money to hire.
Yeah. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, so finished off this first can of the Oktoberfest here. Definitely like I said, it's definitely a sleeper, I think, for people that might not go into the store looking at or looking for an Oktoberfest type beer. I don't know how many people are going towards the Yingling compared to like you said, like the Sierra Nevada or Sam Adams or some craft beer there. I think, and I wanted to see when does if it says when the Oktoberfest originally came out.
That's what I was getting ready to start to check into.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's okay. It's available from August to October. You got your 0.5 ABV. Let's see. Okay, that's okay. That's actually, if this is true, was in 2011. I guess is that that sounds a little too new to me, but yeah, the initial release, yeah, Yingling Oktoberfest is its first seasonal beer in the market in September of 2011. Like I could have sworn that it was out before that. I'm like, yeah. That seems a little too new. I mean, that is, you know, 14.
I mean, there's always been Oktoberfest like festivals,
right?
Way before that, but I didn't know that they didn't start marketing beer till 11.
Yeah, I didn't know that that was the first time that the Yingling Oktoberfest was out. Yeah, that was what I was looking at. Right. Because I could have sworn that it was out before 2011 for Yingling Oktoberfest. It was like, let me see like when like a Sam Adams. When that first came out.
Yeah, I'd like
to see that. Yeah, see that was the release date for Sam Adams Oktoberfest was 1989.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, that began in 1989 as a seasonal beer for them. But I mean, I guess that's really, I could have sworn that that Yuengling Oktoberfest had been around for years before that, but it's always possible it could have been something different or something similar that they had at the time.
I was looking at the top 31. Here it is. Top 31 Oktoberfest beers. So, of course, I got ads. Ads take the fun out of
you. I was going to say, I see. Was that the... I see the top 31 Oktoberfest beers to try in 2024.
Yeah, that's what I'm on.
Is that it? Okay, let's see. Yeah, no, as we're going through here. Oktoberfest originally started in October. However, during the 1870s, the festival moved to the last 2 weeks of September for weather reasons. Turns out the end of September has better weather than the first 2 weeks of October. Okay, I see.
Yeah.
See, you're here to learn. We're learning about Oktoberfest here, too. So who says this podcast can't be fun and educational for the people here? So let's see here. These are the beers that they have here. A bunch of German beers.
Respectfully, you know, it started in
Munich. Yeah, exactly. I'm sure they're probably solid beers. It's just things that, you know, can we find it here? Hey, who knows?
Leave it in the comments what your favorite Oktoberfest is.
Yeah, exactly. If there's an Oktoberfest beer that's your go-to, let us know, and then we'll see if we can track it down. Yeah, we'll give it a shot and try it out here. Well, let's see. Maybe there's a top American Oktoberfest beers. Okay. All right. So let's see here. There is... Let's see. Okay, the top American Oktoberfest beers. Okay, not that one. Don't worry, we will get there. The Sierra Nevada Oktoberfest.
Yeah, definitely.
Trogs Oktoberfest Lager. Firestone Walker Oktoberfest, whatever. Haven't heard of that one. That's Firestone Walker Brewing. Great Lakes Brewing Company Oktoberfest. And Revolution Brewing Company Oktoberfest. So, I mean, there's a ton out there, especially if you go into the craft beer section of what's out there. I mean, every beer, they'll have some sort of an Oktoberfest type lager out there.
I went to X and put it in and looked at the latest, and it's pretty interesting. Great source for news, X.
Yeah, best Oktoberfest beers 2025. Yeah, I mean there's a ton of them.
I know it.
There's a ton of them out there. You can go through here, and you know we're not going to want to sit here and just read the internet for everybody. You can do that at your own computer. But if you do have, as Roadhouse said, if you have a favorite Oktoberfest beer, you know, leave a comment down below. And then we, even if it is something that's a local craft beer or something that might not be as readily available, just throw it out there for people. Then even if we can't get it or somebody else finds it and they say, hey, man, thanks for the tip. Because it's all about spreading the good word here.
Sure.
We can even help other people out there,
discover something they
discover something new out there, then we're happy to do it.
Yep. We always put in the work.
That's it. You got to get out there. You got to get out there. You got to get searching out there. Like I said, it took me, surprisingly, it took me three stores today to come across this. And I mean, I know it's not as readily available as the regular Yuengling out there. I go into two stores today and, you know, I'm looking around, looking at the cooler. Okay, no sign of it. Okay, the one store I left. Second one I go to, you know, I'm looking at the cooler. Then the guy says, hey, do you need any help in anything? I said, oh, do you have the Yuengling Oktoberfest? He's like, no, this is all, whatever you see in here is all we have. And then went to the third spot, and I'm looking at the cooler. Okay, nothing's in there. But luckily, I turned, and then they had their display with just the random, you know, 12 packs and cases out there. And then down at the very bottom was, I mean, it was warm. It was a warm one of the 12 pack of the Oktoberfest. I'm like, okay, thank you. Okay, I'll take this. And then, you know, you get to register, and the card machine wasn't working. I had to like do it the old school. I had to like dial it. The card in there and everything. I'm like waiting. He's like, you're good. I'm like, okay, so we'll see. We'll see if it actually went through or not. But
I seen it the other day, and I almost grabbed it. I'm not quite ready for it yet. But it was the first one that I seen in my area. And then you brought it up, and I was like, well, I know exactly where to go.
Yeah.
So I get there, and all the 12 packs were gone. I said, you got to be kidding me. And just off to the side, like you said, I turned a little bit, and there was a 6-pack of cans. So I grabbed one of those for now, just so we can do this tonight.
Yeah. And I was trying to find one of the bottles. I was looking for either a 6-pack or a 12-pack of bottles. To do, but no, it wasn't meant to be for that, but
yeah.
still doable here. And let's look at my glass here to just kind of see. We'll get that Oktoberfest
amber's
color here.
Yeah.
Like that. I mean, that's wow, that's really
nice.
I mean that's really
it's a good
that's color. A dark color there, dark
now I gotta do it.
Yeah, I mean look at that. I mean that's like very looks very red.
Nice.
See, there you go.
I got my screen kind of taken.
You get the glare
from
it there. But hey.
You got buried down in that head real good.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's a lot better like that. It really activates that beer when you pour it in a glass.
Yeah.
Mm.
See, I'm not one to usually pour out beer,
right,
on occasion, but I know that's always what people say is to, you know, pour it out, let it breathe a little bit.
It does there. Make a difference. Now, when it comes to these light beers we drink and stuff like that, I'm not going to the effort.
No.
When you get a premium beer, it's kind of worth it. You know, it does change the profile a little bit. I can tell a big difference between that first can I drank and this one, pour it in this glass. I mean, it really brought it to life for me. Yeah, big difference. Yeah. And these glasses Adrian sent over to us are perfect.
Yeah, I was going to say, the juice glasses over there.
Yeah, perfect little glasses. Love them. Adrian, I need like five more of them.
Hey, Juice January is right around the corner. So
be here before you know it.
Kick off the new year after the holiday season with little juice.
Incredible how time is flying these days.
I know. Almost to the end of September. I know. Also, the end of September now. As we said before, when we sat here right after the Battle of the Booze, and we were like, "Oh, this is the springtime, getting ready to kick off."
Yeah,
summertime drinking, and then we went through, and then we finally, speaking of juice, we did the juice blue lemonade back in August, finally, and it kind of made Lucas say to reboot your summer with the with the juice, and that was in August now, and that was probably only like a month or so ago now, but that feels like forever ago at this point,
right. I can't say enough for this. I really can't.
Yeah, I mean you don't see them promoting it.
That's self-promoting. I don't know. I think it's self-promoting. Everybody expects to see it, we were at the store today, Walmart, and they already got Christmas out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I'm
like, good grief. My wife was all happy and excited to see it, but I'm like, man, come on.
I don't have even got the Halloween yet.
Yeah, they already got Halloween stuff on 75% off. Yeah, there.
I know. At this point now. We didn't even get there yet. We still have over a month to go until Halloween. It's already on count. We got to get this crap out of here. We got to get the Christmas tree.
Yeah, might as well put St. Patrick's stuff out.
Yeah. Yeah, your Valentine's Day stuff, St. Patrick's Day.
Anyways, cheers. Well, today I was out doing some searching when I was in a, new town I hadn't been in a long time, and hit a couple liquor stores, and they had the same old, but, I did find something today that it's new, but it's not new. I found the brown bottles of Colt 45 and
the 40. Okay, yeah.
And so... if you find some to dig them up, I've been looking.
I've been looking. Like I said, I don't know how far they've got. I mean, I know a lot of people have been posting them over the past few months now.
Yeah,
that they're I think starting to finally get them back into the regular rotation of the stores that usually would have the Colt 45s. They're now getting the new ones out there, which I said I haven't seen. The new brown bottle. I've been
trying to stay away from people's opinions of it.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't hide yourself from the internet all the time.
No, you do your best, but
I've unfortunately have heard some chatter about it, but I will actually have restraint and hold back on these until you're able to find it. If it takes no matter how long, because I can always get, I'm not really excited about this, but I am.
I can always get
tall boys, no problem.
I was going to say, it's different because it's not something new. It's one thing you get something new,
yeah,
and you're excited and you can't wait and you want to crack it open and try it out there now. It's a classic, but it's a new take on a classic.
I don't even think the buzz is there like when Old English went back to the glass.
No, I think because this is more of people being, I think, more disappointed in it.
A step back.
Yeah, because like when Old English went back to the glass, it was like, oh shit, like finally we're not doing these plastic bullshit bottles, 40 ounce with a little cold activation thing on it. plastic bottles, which in the end we found out would help you because it wouldn't have shattered like mine. Good. I was going to say, wouldn't have shattered like mine here with the first Edward 40 Hands challenge here, which is now, I guess, a collector's item now with the top of the Colt 45, you know, with the clear.
The remnants.
That was like a big deal because people were so excited for it to go from the plastic back to the glass. And it was still the same formula, same people, you know, distributing it. But with this whole switch to the brown bottle Colt 45s, it took away some of the aura to it with everybody was used to it in the classic clear glass bottle. And then, okay, you hear the okay now. Shape,
the classic shape as well.
Yeah.
Shape is, not only the glass has changed colors, but the shape has changed.
Right. And just that, and that was the fatter 40-ounce bottles. So when people heard about that, it was like, oh, shit. And then it's like, oh, well, now it's not. It's brewed by a different company now, brewed by Anheuser-Busch. How is that going to turn out? And been mixed reactions out there, but we'll hold our judgment for it until we get to crack it open and try it out. So hopefully Roadhouse has his out there. Hopefully I will find it soon. Hopefully it hits here. I said the couple spots I stopped today didn't have any 40s.
Well, that's it's usually if it's something like that, I find it first. You're right behind me when you find it.
Right.
Almost every time.
Yeah, so it's got to make its way. It made it to Kentucky. It's got to get its way to New Jersey now. So just give it a week or two. Hopefully it will start flowing through here. And like I said, the places I looked today didn't have any 40s of any kind.
Oh, I know. That's disappointing. That's so disappointing that there's no selection of 40s hardly anymore.
Yeah, you got to find the right spots.
You know, and, like when Double Deuces were big,
mm-hmm.
You know, as much as I like 40s, the Double Deuce was a perfect portion. You know, we could buy, you know, three or four of them, and by the time you never had a cold finish or a hot finish. I mean, you always had a cold drink all the way through because they went so good. And they just up and disappeared on us.
Yeah, I have not seen the a few years back, there were a few spots that always had, you know, 22s of either Old English or Colt 45.
Yeah.
You could get those easily. And you know, something about that, the 22-ounce bottle just hit differently when you would drink.
I agree totally.
Yeah. But those have gone away, and I don't even know if they're if they're producing those anymore. I haven't seen them. Like we were saying about wanting to get the trying to find, you know, an Oktoberfest in a bottle. I mean, it's all of it. These cans. I mean, it's cheaper to, you know, produce it that way. So you get the, you know, 24-ounce cans, 25-ounce cans.
Fancy schmancy stores, you know, to find the glass bottles of the Oktoberfest. I think, but your regular, you know, run of the mill stores where you get by normally buy our stuff at, I don't think it's going to have glass bottles.
Yeah. Yeah, they have their prime real estate already set up,
right,
for everything. So if you get like the 6-packs or the 12-packs of the bottles, that takes up more space in the cooler. So you can fit one of these guys in there a lot easier if you're putting them in there. Yeah. Or in these places, you're just throwing it in the pile on the, on the ground there.
Yeah, two 12-pack can boxes probably take up as much real estate as one 12-pack bottles.
Yeah, pretty much. It's pretty close, I think. If you put them side by side like that, it's probably just about. Yeah.
I mean, we play Monopoly in the beer cave.
Yeah, find everything, make sure it fits there. You're playing like Jenga, and everything into the right spots in there. But yeah, I was a little disappointed because I was like, oh, you know, I go into these stores, and two of them I went to were stores I hadn't actually one I had never been in, and then two I hadn't been in recently. So okay, well maybe they would have, you know, a 40 of something or whatever. But, or even looking at the tall boys and saying, okay, what do you have out there? But I mean, a lot of all this stuff these days is it's all the same. It's all the run of the mill stuff out there. Right. And I don't know if it's just because of regions of, okay, this is what you're getting now. So, I mean, you know, for sure. I mean, you're not going into a store, you're not finding a can of camo in a store by you. I mean, I don't think there's really any way for like stuff like that, like stuff that we've had that people have sent to us from like the West Coast or certain regions.
Yeah.
Things like, you know, for sure, you're not going in, you're not finding like you're in a juice, stuff like that, that's not readily available in your general area there. So, I mean, you always go in and it's all the same stuff over and over again, and you miss out on the thrill of everything.
I just wonder who's making decisions on stocking that store. Is it the store owner or is it the distributor?
Yeah.
You know, they just come in and see how much space and what sells the best. I know I'm not 100%, but I'm assuming that your delivery guy for the distributor probably gets paid on sales as well, you know, commission. So he's going to put in what's going to move.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm assuming if I'm, you know, somebody that does it out there, I know we have some guys comment that work for distributors. I've seen their comments before. So, fill me in. Let me know what's going on.
I would like to know. I don't know how that goes in on the back end.
They're stocked all the same, you know.
Yeah, you go to any store in your area, and it's all the same stuff, all in line there. You rarely see anything different in one store compared to another, you know, 10 miles down the road.
You know, if it's a convenience store, you know, mostly the Indian guy that works there doesn't have a clue anyway.
Yeah.
When you ask for something specific, they're like, oh, they just
point. Yeah, it's not, they're not, you're not getting anything special ordered.
Buddy, I don't know. Sure. Buddy.
Yeah. I mean, you have sometimes maybe if you have some private spot that some guy's running, I mean, you have a better chance, but even that too.
Yeah.
If it's not something that's in your area, it's tough. Like even thinking of like the Schlitz, like the Bull, the malt liquor, like the Blue Bull and the Gold and all ones out there. I mean, there was one spot a few years back that had the tall boy cans of it. The only spot that I knew of. Now I haven't been over there in a couple years, so I don't know if they still have them or not. But it's like they can get it to the area if it's in this one spot. But how come it's not anywhere else? Is it because it doesn't sell? I mean, you wonder. I mean, I would like to just like sit in a liquor store and just kind of see how things move out of the store.
Yes.
I mean, like I said, you go in like, yeah. Like when I see those guys come into those stores and they load up on like the tall boy Modelos, and you see those guys come in, load up in that, or like the one store that they used to have the 99-cent Bud Ice can, the tall boy cans.
Yeah.
And I would be sitting there looking at the cooler and the guys would just come in and they just like load up. And I'm like 12 of them, like $12. You got 12 tall boys,
right?
Stuff like that. So it's interesting to think of like the back end type of stuff. That's like, how does this stuff go in and out, and who and deciding of who says, okay, what's coming in? Are we going to bring in something new? Does it depend if it's going to move? Is it going to sell? A lot of stuff goes into it.
I've never wanted to bother somebody who's doing their job when the truck is out there loading his dolly up to take inside the store. You know, I want to kind of pick his brain, but at the same time, I'm just going to let the man work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, you know, maybe I should. Maybe I should pry a little bit.
No, we're just trying to get some of the behind the scenes information.
Yeah.
So,
hey, do you guys like let people come and tour your distribution center to see what's coming in and out? Can you present me with like an order list?
Yeah.
What's available? What, you know, even though.
Can you deliver this to my house?
You know, is that a thing? Is that a possibility?
Right. Right.
So, can you guys get a full on keg of Colt 45?
Right.
That would be the holy grail.
Yeah.
You know, have Colt 45 on tap. Fuck.
Ooh, man.
Yeah.
Living the good life there.
Five more of these glasses. Yeah. Three or four for me and one for a friend.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't even worry about the glass at that point. Just get the big pitcher and just fill that up.
Yes.
So by the time, you know, the foam, you know, settles down, yeah. You can just take that and just sip on that guy there.
Yeah, the holy grail.
Hey, well, that's
I'm down to my last beer I brought to the show.
Hey, see? That's it. You got it.
I'm going down good.
Hey, that's what we like to see. You got to get those beers flowing there. You got to get it. When the beers are flowing, you know you're having a good time. You're having fun.
Yes.
There. And like I said, that's what we do.
Some of the people I introduced the show to this week, they're like, what do you guys talk about? And I said, absolutely everything and a whole lot of nothing.
Yeah.
You know, we don't have a script. We don't have an agenda. The only thing we have planned is normally what we're going to drink.
Right.
But where the conversation goes, where the topic goes, none of us know.
No. You come in there saying, okay, you're going to drink an Oktoberfest. You're drinking a Four Loko or whatever.
Yeah.
You're doing the MD 2020, you know, breaking out the old school.
I always say, do you ever, when you go to hang out with your friends, you got an agenda?
No.
No. It's whatever.
No. You're just sitting there BSing and having a good time. That's what we strive for over here. And it's, you know, putting in our own thoughts on things and trying out stuff.
You know, you come on here sometimes and you tell us about some dreams that you have from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
I had one the other day and it was funny and it would probably work. But you and I were playing Battleship. And I was like, that actually would work pretty good.
You're probably going off of thinking of the doing the stream with the booze quest, and after we had Nathan
it was right after that. I swear, that's funny.
Yeah, it was like, hey, you want to see us play Battleship here? Let us know here. That could be for our members only, for the for the people that want to, you know, join us and become a member for the Bum Wine Bob YouTube channel. We could do that too, and you could join in too.
Oh wow,
we've talked about some ideas. We have some stuff coming there probably within the next months or out there. So
yeah.
I said, no pressure. If you want to support us, you want to join the YouTube channel, you know, feel free. If not, no worries. The podcast isn't going anywhere. If you want to see us ramble on here for an hour about nonsense and drink beers.
We got to figure out a way to where our game pieces could be shown and we would have Team Bumwine Bob or Team Roadhouse. Mm. and our team members can have our own screen where we can see our board when we call out each other's attacks so that it could be legit. How can we figure that out? That'd be fun.
We will work on this. We will work on this. The battleship game here.
That'd be the real battle of the booze. You sunk my keg. You sunk my 40.
Yeah, you see,
my double deuce. Yeah,
so he was like, "Oh, we got Team Colt 45."
Definitely, we got
Team Colt 45. We got Team, you know, you're like, "Oh, Team Mickey's," you know, here like.
Yeah, you can have 12-ounce bottles, tall boys, 40s, all in the ship for the sizes.
Yeah, we'll scale everything to the measurements that we know.
Yeah,
over here. You can do a little pony size here.
Oh,
a little
two hitter.
Yeah, a little 7-ouncer here. 7-ounce, 12-ounce, 16-ounce. Oh 22, my gosh,
that's amazing.
34.
See what brainstorming does.
They even bring out the big 64-ouncer, the big
The
big jug.
Aircraft carrier.
Yeah, that's the big.
Yeah. Big
one for this. So that's what you have to look forward to over here.
Because
you never know what you're going to get here. You never know what you're going to get here on the podcast, but.
Any of you tech guys out there can figure out how we could do that. That'd be great.
Yeah. Yeah. And you can join in. You can join in with us there too.
We got 10,500 subscribers. One of y'all know how to do that.
You would hope so. Somebody out there. Somebody who made it this far in the podcast. if you made it to 56 minutes in, let us know.
Fantastic.
And do this there, because I don't know how many people make their way all the way through, but if you do, hey, cheers to you for making it this far. Yeah. Along with that,
we made it that far. I'm glad you're here.
Exactly, we made it this far. We're gonna have a good time, have fun, and see where the road takes us.
Yep.
All the time here today, we did some Yuengling Oktoberfest. Something I don't want to say highbrow. It's say middle of the road. I mean, I'd say it's not fancy. It's not craft. It's like the working man. Beer over here.
The working man's going to splurge on this.
Yes, yeah, something different. You're like, okay, 100%. You're not. You spent your money on like a 12-pack, like an Outlaw.
Yeah,
or that. And you're like, you know what? Let me get another 12-pack of, like, okay, Oktoberfest, because I'll drink a couple of these at a time. I'm not going to go through. Yeah.
You're going to share them with your friends, so yeah.
Yeah, you'll have a couple here, a couple there. You can go through a whole 12-pack in a sitting if you really wanted to, but it's not...
Yeah.
It's not too heavy. It's not too... But it's not really a beer that you're going to sit there and pound down like an Outlaw or even a regular Yuengling. I think you're more than likely going to, you know, sit there all day and just, you know, pound those down. The Yuengling, maybe you mix in a few of a regular traditional Yuengling and an Oktoberfest, kind of maybe go back and forth. But hey, never works. I said, when I had this the other day, I was like, you know what? We got to do it. We got to crack open a little Yuengling Oktoberfest. Celebrate season here. Celebrate fall coming around the corner here. And I guess saying goodbye to summer. It goes quick, but we had fun.
Yeah,
we had some fun here on the podcast over the summer. Trying some summertime drinks, but the fun doesn't end there. So you never know what you're going to get. So do us a solid and smash that subscribe button on the Bum Wine Bob YouTube channel. Over 10,500 subscribers and counting. You can become a member and join us here for only $3.99 a month. So for the price of a 40-ounce or even less than a price of a tall coffee, you can support us here and do your part to get some extra bonus content in the works. Maybe Battleship. You never know. You never know what you're going to get here. So that's why you got to keep following us and tell your friends that the best of the worst in cheap booze is right here. So for Roadhouse, anything else you want to say before we sign off here?
Hey, we've got a lot of things planning in the works for our subscribers.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
And for sure, anything you guys want to see, you know, just leave a comment down below and we'll make it happen. We will do our best to make that happen there. So for Roadhouse, I am Bumwine Bob. Check out the website at bumwinebob.com. Subscribe. And until next time, cheers.
Cheers. Motherfuckers.
I need a beer.